Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. In the latest crop progress report released yesterday by the USDA, the condition rating of several crops fell slightly this week, while summer planting across the Great Plains begins to wrap up. Nationally, the U.S. soybean crop condition was rated at 66% good to excellent, 26% fair, and 8% poor to very poor. The U.S. corn condition is rated at 67% good to excellent, 25% fair, and 8% poor to very poor. At the same time, farmers are finishing up their summer planting, and already crops are reaching the next benchmark of their growth. Corn silking nationally is at 4%, below both last year and the average by 1. Here in Oklahoma, corn silking is at 23%, while in Kansas, silking has reached 8%, only about half as good as its normal pace. Texas, meanwhile, is leading the other states at 56% silking, on par with normal. Soybeans, though, are practically done emerging across the nation, as is cotton planting, with most states already at 100% complete. Farmers are now watching for signs of squaring in their fields. Most states are near the halfway point in squaring, hovering between 30 and 60% complete. Sorghum planted, too, is coming down the home stretch nationwide. Kansas rates 92% complete, Oklahoma at 95%, and Texas joining Arkansas and Louisiana in the 100% club. Sorghum has already begun heading in parts, with Texas closing in on 60% headed, Oklahoma at just 1% headed, and Kansas not yet on the board. Conditions, though, still remain decent, with 65% good to excellent, 31% fair, and 4% poor to very poor. Finally, wheat harvest continues cutting its path northward. Nationally, we're only 41% complete with this year's wheat harvest. However, Oklahoma is rated at 90% complete, according to USDA, Texas at 87% complete, with mainly just the panhandle left to cut, and Kansas nearly halfway done at 48% finished. For complete details from this week's crop progress report, be sure to check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. And in other news, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau recognized more than 80 state senators and representatives this week, releasing a list that names all of those Oklahoma legislators that retained a 100% voting record with the Farm Bureau organization during this year's legislative session. The members of the state legislature were scored on how they've cast their vote for a series of proposed bills that were introduced this session that the OFB took a stance on. Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Tom Buchanan said he's thankful to have excellent representation as we continue to fight for our members at the state capitol. We applaud these lawmakers for their efforts to protect agriculture and rural Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.